This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
In case you had missed it, there is a lovely play. Actually, someone that I know went to, so thought the language was really interesting. It's called Hand to God at the Alex Theatre in St Kilda. Now, Jake Spear is in Hand to God. Good morning, Jake, and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
So the Alex Theatre is a great venue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really, really fantastic venue.
Absolutely.
It's the old George Cinema in St Kilda, isn't it?
Sure is. Right there on Fitzroy.
Just near the Pride Centre to be.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm from Sydney, so this is my first gig here in Melbourne.
Oh, really?
And my introduction to the Alex Theatre and my introduction to everything that is Melbourne.
Oh, wow.
So I've had an absolute blast being down here.
Fantastic.
And have you done radio before?
I've had my fair share of radio interviews.
I can tell. I can tell.
Look, he's
know how to give good mic.
It's all about giving good mic in this industry.
That's exactly right.
That's it. So, a colleague of mine went to see the play, and yes. He loved it. He hadn't actually been to live theatre for a couple of years, so I think going to live theatre it is a special experience.
Yes.
And he's not a prude or anything like that. He said he thought some of the language might challenge a few people, which I thought, well, often in live theatre, this is where you do get some language.
Yes.
Is anyone going to be challenged by the language?
Well, I think it's hard to anticipate. It's definitely been a conversation that we've kind of touched on throughout the whole process. But I think one of the great things about this play is that on the surface, it's a really outrageous, shocking, hilarious play that's really going to push the boundaries and probably push a lot of people's buttons. But I think the deeper connection of the play is that when you dig a little bit deeper, there's so much heart underneath these characters, and when you look beyond the sort of the filthy language or the sort of outrageous situations. It's a play with a lot of heart and speaks to some really painful, real human emotions and experiences and things like that, that I think if people are willing to be open to, they'll definitely see that and experience that in the theater.
So, Jake, in a nutshell, what's the story?
Well, the Hand of God takes place in the small church community in Cypress, Texas, and follows the story of a young boy whose father has recently passed away, and his mother is running sort of a puppet ministry out of the basement of this church, teaching a lot of the young kids Bible stories through puppet classes. And the young boy, Jason, played by the wonderful Guyton Grantley, the puppet that he creates, Tyrone, just so happens to be possessed by the devil. And Tyrone wreaks absolute havoc on the members of this community and the members of the puppet ministry, including my character, Timmy, who's sort of your quintessential high school bad boy. And then, of course, you have Jason's mother, Marjorie, played by the wonderful Alison White, and Jason's sort of love interest and my character's sort of nemesis, Jessica, played by Morgana O'Reilly, and this is all sort of held together by the church's pastor, Pastor Greg, played by the hilarious Grant Pirro.
There you go.
Now, this is the part, the funniest and filthiest Broadway show in years, but it's wild, subversive, shocking. But it's funny as well, and I think the whole idea of puppets gets us all getting, quite excited.
Yeah, definitely.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, the show starts.
Hey, now.
Whatever floats
clean.
Your boat.
Yeah.
But I think one of the, look, puppets, I mean, one of the taglines for the show in terms of, it's sort of Avenue Q, Sesame Street, puppets, they're familiar. And the play starts with an introduction to Tyrone in a sense. And so people start with this idea of what they think they're going in for, and yeah. Look, it's a familiar kind of thing. Oh yeah, everyone knows Elmo and Big Bird and all this kind of stuff, and then and then we just totally flip it on its head, and then yeah, you've got to go along, you've got to see it to believe it. But there's things puppets can do that we sort of never thought they could do.
Next thing you know, Big Bird's interfering with you.
It's a whole bunch of wild stuff that goes on. But I think that's one of the things that attracted me to the play, and what I love so much about it is that, I don't know, I have a feeling that we're all kind of getting a little bit too precious at the moment. So to have a play that's kind of shaking things up, and it's okay to be, you know, confronted by things that aren't, you know, that sort of make you feel a little bit uncomfortable is okay. You know?
And I suppose the reality is, you know, puppets and cartoon characters can often say things and do things that, as human beings, when we're just being human beings, oh, well, that's not appropriate. You know, whereas a puppet
that's absolutely right.
A puppet can get away with it. You know, when I think of puppets, I always think of Thunderbirds.
And
Lady Penelope and all those characters.
Well, I have a different perspective of puppets because... knocked the microphone over. But partly because I have a friend who was part of a theatre company called Handspan Theatre that specialised in puppetry.
Okay.
I'm not sure that they're around anymore, but they really did some very interesting things to the puppets.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Often you would see a black stage with these sort of black invisible people that moved objects around in ways like you could never imagine. That was really quite beautiful theatre. But they haven't been around for a long time now. I don't think they have.
That's interesting. Two completely different perspectives.
Yeah.
But both have played a huge role in crafting this play, I think, because not only is Guyton playing Jason and Tyrone... He hasn't come from a puppetry background, and he hasn't. This is his first time dealing with a puppet. Yeah, yeah. But when you see him bring this character of Tyrone to life, it's just exquisite, and the life that he breathes into, you know, basically a sock, is just incredible.
Wow.
And equally so, the cartoon element to this play takes it to this farcical, heightened place that is outrageous and hilarious, and we can get away with some beautiful comedy. But it is a nod to that cartoon element of The Simpsons, of South Park, of Family Guy, of all of these sort of outrageous American comedies. But you're totally right that this puppet, Tyrone, because he is a puppet and a cartoon character, he's the voice through which Jason can kind of expel his demons and sort of say what he wants to say, truly wants to say, without being suppressed by society and cultural sort of norms and niceties and things like that we all kind of adhere to. So the whole world is going crazy.
He just goes, "Hey, I'm a puppet."
Jake, how does it feel to be on stage?
I love it.
You love it.
I do. It's something I've always wanted to do. You know, I knew from a really early age that this is kind of my passion. I never had a plan B, much to the sort of terror of my parents. But look, I better not undersell them because they've been a huge support. But for me to be here working with people that I've kind of grown up watching on telly and on stage, it's just...
So the show
awesome.
Last night is tomorrow night, is that correct?
We've only got... Melbourne has three more chances to catch this play before we close.
So tell us about...
We have two shows today.
Yep.
We have one this afternoon, we have one this evening starting at 8 o'clock, and then we have our final show tomorrow that starts at 5. I highly recommend everyone comes along.
So, if you want to see it, you need to... go to the Alex Theatre. Well, you know, Google, Hand to God, Alex Theatre. Get some tickets. What's planned after this, when it finishes? Are you going to hang around in Melbourne for a while? Or?
Well, I've spent a couple of days here and catch up with a few people, relax, wind down. But then I head back to Sydney and I start pre-production on a short film that I've written.
So, oh, cool. Subject of which is?
Basically, my short film that I've written is called Inside Water, and is the story of a young farmer who... inherits a failing sheep farm after his father has committed suicide, and he has to basically protect his family and his scarce water supply from an ever-rising and relentless threat. So I grew up in the country. I'm going back to my hometown of Leeton to shoot it at the end of April.
Okay.
And we've got a team of about 20, 25 people that we're taking back home to shoot it over the course of a weekend. And
great.
Hopefully we can get it into film festivals this time next year.
How exciting.
That's the plan.
I've been to Leeton.
Have you really?
Yes.
Jeez.
Yes, I bought fuel there.
Well, it's one of these towns that, you know, sort of 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, it's sort of like 2 degrees of Leeton.
I know.
Everyone kind of knows this town.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know where it is. No. Where is it?
In the Riverina region, southwest New South Wales, about 2 hours north of Albury, I guess.
Right. Yeah. There we go, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's all right. It's a nice little spot.
Great place to grow up.
You can drive a bit quicker than you can on the other roads. So I believe. Well, look, thanks, Jake, for coming in and congratulations on, you know, being part of the play.
Thank you.
And, look, hope the film goes really well for you.
Thank you.
That's good. We need films made about our lives. And what sort of length? 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
Yeah. 10 to 15 minutes.
Good
stuff. That'll be our short film. And
fantastic.
Hopefully it's the beginning of a long and interesting career.
Well, you know, when you're up there getting your Oscar, you'll remember us. You'll be able to show them your Saturday Magazine cappuccino.
My souvenir cappuccino.
Souvenir one. So, today and tomorrow, if you want to see the play Hand to God, at the Alex Theatre in St Kilda. Thank you, Jake.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.